You're listening to SBS News.
Another election and more allegations of fake news, this time spreading on Chinese social media super app WeChat. Hundreds of thousands of Australians use the app, and some have reported unusual advertisements. Digging a bit deeper, it seems they are scare campaigns ahead of Australia's federal election. Two of the fake campaigns found on the app criticised Australia's refugee intake, one going as far as referencing Hitler. Political science and digital media analyst Michael Jensen says, unlike other social media platforms, WeChat remains mostly unmonitored.
Over the last year, both Twitter and Facebook have reached agreements with the Australian Electoral Commission to deal with issues concerning misinformation or deceptive campaigning on those spaces. However, WeChat is not part of any of these agreements with the Australian government.
But some in the Chinese community have raised questions about just how widespread fake news has been on the app. Kirk Yan is a migration agent in Melbourne and mostly works with the Chinese community. He runs four WeChat accounts, which have a collective following of 17,000 people.
I think compared with last campaign, I didn't see as much fake news spreading as last campaign. Especially in last campaign, there's lots of fake news or posts in WeChat regarding so-called safe school program or refugee program, and I don't see that as much happen in this campaign.
Digital media researcher Wilfred Dang agrees. He is sceptical of how influential fake advertisements could be to media-savvy young people and says on an app like WeChat, it's becoming more difficult to disseminate to mass audiences.
Those information are pretty hard to get out at a wide scale or reach a large amount of audiences. That is not to say they don't exist, but I do think it's pretty hard for them to have a mass communication impact.
Mr. Dang says most people only participate in private groups, which fake accounts wouldn't get access to.
I guess the function for WeChat predominantly is private chat, so the private communication, inter-communication kind of function. Unless the information are spread or come from any of those quite well-known official account, it's kind of hard for any kind of information to have a large scale of circulation.
But Michael Jensen does acknowledge that the closed-off nature of the app also means things can be spread with little detection.
Most of the conversations happen in relatively closed spaces. There's private chat groups limited to 500 people, and they're often by invitation only. And so in that sense, it's similar to some of the disinformation problems that we've heard about WhatsApp groups, which have often spread a lot of messages that led to an incitement to violence in countries.
The full effect of these targeted campaigns won't be known until Election Day. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.